Welcome back to Halacha Business Review. We've been reviewing the shiurim that we've given throughout the year in trying to do it in about 25 minutes or less. Here's going to be a hard one, a challenge for me, and that's the halachas of Yuchud. Many of us are not experiencing too much Yuchud nowadays with all the family being around. Some people are mamash in Yuchud by themselves, but this is a law that comes up, and guys that are home might experience this in Mirtz Hashem very soon. When parents go back to work, somebody has a housekeeper, a babysitter, a mother-in-law, someone who's home, this could be a very serious question. So I want to discuss what are the laws of Yichud. Obviously, a very, very important halachas that we have to think about and always keep and understand the heterim that we have. The idea that we express when we discuss the handshake in halacha, I quoted a sefer called Chachme Sifrus Chafrei Teiman. Kol Hadoras, it says, Hadavar Hakasha BeYoser, there is something that's difficult. And he says, in our generation, obviously this was written quite a long time ago, we precious me arayas. And therefore, mutelas chova ala kofes yitzre, hayetzahara hazeh, ulizahir lushmiya bechol davara. Especially when it comes to the laws of Yichud, he writes, Kal v'chom rizmanenu, shepenei hador kepenei hakelev, Rachman al-Islam. That one of the things that we have to be careful of more than ever, he writes, is what is going on most recently, he writes, and certainly in our generation, where we are running after things that are not appropriate. The Gemara tells us, the Gemara in Kedushin, daf pei amid beis, mas nisun, lo yached adam im shtei nashim, aval isha achas miyached im shtei anashim. The simple halacha, if you will, the simple Gemara says that the first point to make is a person can't be alone even with two women, but an isha can be alone with two men. So the Gemara discusses the potential differences, one of which is that when a man is alone with two nashim, that's usur, because a woman's embarrassed and she's not going to tell what might have happened with the other woman. But men, they like to gossip. They think women like to gossip. That's not true in this case. This is something that's embarrassing. We realize that one of the most kaddush things that we still have, Baruch Hashem, the laws of mikvah, a woman is not only not supposed to tell when she's going to the mikvah, only her husband knows. She's allowed to lie to her friends about this. There's something kaddush about these type of areas, and she remain kaddush. Unfortunately, in the opposite way, not kaddush, but she's not going to tell anybody about it. Whereas men, they'll divulge the information. And in the generation that we live in, where the Me Too movement, so all of this could have been avoided if the laws of Yichud were followed, whether it's Harvey Weinstein or even Matt Lauer or v'chulu v'chulu, I don't want to start saying names, you get my drift. The Gemara continues, Af ish echad v'yachid m'shtei noshim b'zman she'ishto imo v'yoshan, but if his wife is in the house, so even if the women are still in the house, the wife maybe has a friend over, she's sleeping in a different room, so that's not considered to be yichud as long as the wife's in the house. Because ishto mishmarto, the woman is watching, making sure nothing's going to happen, he's going to be scared to do anything. V'yachid adam im imo v'bito, he could be alone with his daughter, with his mother, and certainly with his wife. The Yashani Mahem Bikir of Basar. This generally is not seen to be mutter nowadays. It used to be that people were sleeping, they were not wearing pajamas. This is something we certainly avoid. And even some of the poskim say that nowadays we even avoid, there should be larger groups. It shouldn't just be that we're looking for this heter of saying that, it's the Isha Achas M'shtei Nashim, that's okay. People are, again, we'll see where this for sure will not apply. Not everybody agrees that it applies to sisters. You notice the Gemara doesn't say sisters. Rav Meir Arik says that if you're going to be living bikvius with your sister more than 30 days, right, meaning she can't be your college roommate, that would be something that clearly would be usur. As I said, some say that the number should be more. Rav Moshe Tshuva on this, best if it's three and three, three women and three men, that seems to be a better situation. The Birkei Yosef, Piskei Tshuva, says similarly as well, that it's better to have that. The Beis Shmuel says we could be matir three women and two men. So not everybody agrees. This Gemara, certainly there's room to be machmir on this. No question about it. The as we pointed out, Rav Moshe, the Tzitz Eliezer, and others hold, Chaim David HaLevi in his tshuvas also, this doesn't apply to a mother, it doesn't apply to a grandma. The big question is, what about adopted? So these poskim, again, We don't have time to go into their tshuvas, and obviously I'm not paskin halacha l'maisa. There is room to be makel according to some where there's no yetzara. We talked about handshake, ein yetzara nimsa b'sham utetes by the Kohen, Rav Aaron Salvechik's chiddush of why handshake might be allowed in certain situations. And this is the same thing by grandmother, and in most cases by sisters, again, because there might be no yetzara. Again, you have to see these different poskim, what they say, and of course, always consult a competent halachic authority if this is the case. The Yalka Yosef writes in the Shita of the Svardim, it should never be that there's one man and many people alone, meaning let's say one man and with a bunch of women. This is not a good thing. It should always be two men and two women, two men, three men, whatever it might be. A person should never be alone with the opposite sex, even if it's a large group. That's not an appropriate thing. The Gemara continues and discusses what is the iser of yichud. Isn't it iser daraisa? The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Chaf Aleph says yichud daraisu. We learn it from David HaMelech. Maybe it was added as one of the things that David HaMelech added. We know that there are some laws that were added. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to say this as well. Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector says that all agree that it is an iser derabanan, but it's a very high level derabanan. There are certain derabanans that we have. Sometimes the machlekes, when the Rambam refers to divrei soifrim, what is he referring to? What's midivrei soifrim? So sometimes it's a level that's so close to a daraisa. Some want to say there's mamish a daraisa level itself, but it's a very, very high level. The Gemara does say in this Gemara over here, when the Gemara, this is the Mishnah that I quoted, the Gemara says, my taima, hayel v'nashim datum kalos aleihem. So it quotes a pasuk and says it's only remes min haTorah minayin. The Maharsham says it's definitely min haTorah. And therefore, a person has to be careful. This is not the shita of the Sheol Tshuvas, the Rashba, and others. Again, no nafkamina really, except that if it's derabanan, which many assume, there will be heterin, which the Gemara clearly discusses. The Gemara later on in Pei Aleph says, Amar Rava, ba'lo be'ir ein choshishim mishum yuchud. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Pesach b'surich lushas harabim, ein choshishim mishum yuchud. The two very important heterim. The heterim are that you have ba'lo be'ir. So says Rashi, what's ba'lo be'ir mean? What does it mean? So he says the kula is based on the fact that she's going to be nervous. That if the ba'al is there, the husband's there, so she's going to be nervous to do anything because she knows that her husband could not is there, but could return at any point. She's nervous. So ba'al be'ir would be a heter, which is quite common when the wife is having a service person come to the house. Right, the refrigerator is broken. She calls this person, that person, the technician to come, and the husband is in the ear. He's close by. She doesn't know when he's come home. He can come home at any time. He can pop in. We'll discuss later on Rav Moshe's tshuvas of what the restrictions of ba'al be'ir is. But that, in fact, would be the halacha that we could potentially paskin like. What is Rav Yosef saying? Pesach b'surich l'rishos harabim. So again, many have commented on this as well. What exactly that means? Literally, it means an open door to the rishos harabim, meaning that anytime somebody could walk in. So one could argue, depending on the community you live in, most people don't just walk into people's houses. Some houses are like that. I have neighbors who there's an open door policy, literally. People don't, what are you knocking for? We don't knock. So that would help us with yichud, potentially. But, if somebody has the key, maybe that might be a heter again, b'shas l'tchak. But certainly, if there's an open window, a person's in a store, even if there's one woman in the store, but you know that anybody could walk in at any moment, so that would be, a potential heter as well. The Pesach Mesuras L'Rishos HaRabim, so many would say the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Be'er Heitev, I'm just giving you just some spattering, spicing of some of the poskim. I have literally hours of shirim that I could give on this topic, that this doesn't apply at night. Because says the Be'er Heitev, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he says at night, nobody's seeing. It's not well lit, even though we have lights. I think about when I used to live in Bergenfield. They would have in the streets not these very dim lights, like one light bulb. You could hardly see anything. So what? Somebody's looking around? It's not like a security guard who's checking everything. So that could be a problem in itself. So what is the time? So there are people in the streets at night. Even the Chazon Ish discusses that in Bnei Brak, So at 10 p.m., people are still walking around all the time. I've seen this quite often. In the town that I live in, Ramat Beit Shemesh, you can go shopping on a Thursday night at 11 o'clock, and the place is bopping with not only adults, but children are there. I know in Muncie once I went shopping in Evergreen to get cholent with some of my friends, and it was very late at night. I was single, you know, I was, my family was here in Eretz Yisrael. I had nothing to do anyway. I couldn't believe how many people, it's as if it was 6 o'clock at night. Kids, everything was going on over there. So, the Rashba says something very interesting. The Rashba says that even if the door is unlocked, right, it's closed, so that may be mutter as well. Again, as long as it's reasonable that people will come in. Okay. However, the Rabbi Kivya Eger, the Piskei Tshuva, the Beis Meir says, no, it has to be open, mamish. Again, as I said, very, very different shitas in this situation. Again, the key here might be, what is it that is going to scare a person? So if a person's lo aleinu with his girlfriend and he's not shomer negiyah, so he might not care that there's a window, maybe somebody will look in, so that's going to be yichud. He's going to be over on yichud if there's no care there. If he doesn't really think anything is going to happen, he's not going to get in trouble. The Tosfos here in Kedushin and Daf Pei Aleph discusses Bala B'yir Ein Choshishim Mishum Yichud. So this is an interesting machlekes. And the machlekes is between Rashi and Tosfos over here. We already read the Rashi, and Rashi says, L'kalot, right? Akula, L'kalot, D'mistvezei Bal Hashta Ita. We're mitigating it with the husband. It's not a good thing. It's akula. No, there are certain situations. I need the refrigerator fixed. The oven's broken and it's Erev Shabbos, but my husband's at work. So what do you want me to do? So to mitigate that, we allow it. Comes along with Tosfos and disagrees. And this is the Das of the Shulchan Aruch as well. And says it's totally mutter. Perish Bakuntris, Lekahalot, he says, Ikav Akasha, Deimai, Perish the Summer Chalor of Yosef. He says, Venira Perish Ein Choshishim, Klal Mishim Yichud, Viafilu Surilek. There's no Yisr over here. There's no Isser over here. Don't tell me that it's Usser. It's not Usser at all. Says the Tosfos, as I said, as the Shulchan Aruch says in Eben Ezer, Hilchos Yishus, Chav Beis, Isho Bala Ba'ir, Ein Choshishim, V'tyachid Ima, Mipnei She'emas HaBala Leah. He adds a very important line, which is really important. And that's Emas HaBala. There's a scare factor over here. There's a scare factor. But then the Shulchan Aruch adds even a more important line, V'mhaya Zeh Gaspa. If there's a relationship, there's something, the heart thumps a little bit. Kegon shegadla imo, they have a relationship. It's her old boyfriend who happens now to be the oven fixer. Shehi karvato, imkina labala imze. And the husband said, what do you mean? That's the fixer? You had to pick the fixer guy from the whole community, the one that you went out with? Lo yachid imo, that would be usher. There's no bala be'ir, there's no heter for that. Some say the killer here that says Kirvala, Shulchan Aruch says even a cousin. These are people that you, in those days you certainly were marrying. So Liba Gospel would be a relationship that you had. So this is interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan and Zitz Eliezer discusses what relationship are we talking about? Right? Nowadays, WhatsApp is, everybody uses WhatsApp. They almost don't use the phones anymore. So what if I have a WhatsApp relationship? I go back and forth and I talk to them so and so. So that's a question you have to ask a Rav. To what level is Liba Gospel talking about over here? Is it a stepsister as well that Tzitz Eliezer discusses? Is it any professional relationship? Right? You could have somebody, two people working together. And let's say the wife works from home and her boss is going to come over, right? And he's going to teach her how to use this program, whatever it might be. But they talk all the time, even private things. How was your day? How was this, that? That could be Liba Gospel and that might be Usher. I now would like to define some of these restrictions and define exactly what the potential heterim would be. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Shel Suchuvus Igros Moshe, Eben Ezer, Chelik Dalat, Simon Samachay, says, what are the restrictions to Baal Lo Ba'ir? Im HaBaal Chovish B'Beis Asurim. Listen to this case. The husband sitting in jail. The Afal Pishuhu Ba'ir. He's in town. U'Barola Shelo Yinachehu Latzeit Ezazman Iko Aserbem. Right. The husband's in jail, and the wife wants to be close to the husband, so she moves across the street from the jail. Right? Maybe she can see him from the window sometimes. I don't know. So it says, Rav Moshe, that's not Bala Ba'ir. He can't physically get out of jail. What's the chances he's going to do a prison break? It's not happening, right? It's not the movies. It's not TV. So that wouldn't be Baal HaBe'ir, clearly. Had Mefurish B'Kedushin to Baal HaBe'ir, Hatam Di Heter Baal HaBe'ir, Hu Mitam, right, only in certain cases, Shezeh Shayach Kimvush Beis HaAsurim, obviously wouldn't happen. So now, what about, what's the ear? What ear are we talking about? So he says, for example, Mitan Zev Shemedina Zoom in New York, where I live in New York, he says, Kishabaluhu Ba'ir, Aval Yaduhu, Shehalach Lekatsa Ir, Shemiyabayat, Ad Mokum Shalach Lisham, Hu Erech Shah Chazara. So we take the example, let's say New York City. I apologize for those that don't know what I'm talking about, but you have five boroughs, right? And he works in Manhattan. And he takes the train in, or the subway, or whatever it might be, and he lives in Staten Island. Good example, the bus. My in-laws live in Staten Island, so when I would visit my wife, at the time fiancé sometimes, I would have to get on that horrible bus, the X31, or the X10, or the 10X, or the 31X, whatever you want to call it. Oh, I would be lucky if that bus didn't take, supposed to take an hour and a half, 2 hours, the hulu. Then you get dropped off somewhere, you have to walk for 15 minutes. No, what's the point? The point is, that's not Baal HaBe'ir. You know, the husband's never coming home. You know how long it takes. In traffic, he has a car. That might not be good from one katzel ear to another katzel ear, right? Even though it's called the same ear, it might not be. And I would assume as well, the heter could be, that the same way, from one place to another place within the different ear, so it's the same thing. So, for example, in the five towns, Lawrence and Cedarus, they're right near each other. I's in a different town. Nah, it's not called a different town. They're right next to each other. Bergenfield and Teaneck, even maybe Hackensack. It's close enough. He can be there at any time. So, says Rav Moshe the following. Avel imhu berishus atzmo. Maybe there's another heter. He's berishus atzmo. It used to be a time where people would be in their own, they would be mamish set to a boss, 9-to-5 job. No way the guy's leaving, can't. Nowadays, people can go and come as they want. And maybe he's a salesman, he's always coming back and forth, and maybe there would be a heter for that as well. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that it's not necessarily Baal HaBe'ir. For example, I live in Ramat Gan and I work in Tel Aviv. I can be home, literally, if I get into a cab, I can be home in 20 minutes. So that's not called a different ear, right? So says the Rav Vadi Yosef, it's quoted in Yalkut Yosef, that he could be Mekel even outside of the town itself as long as he can potentially get back. So are there any heterim for Ishto Ba'ir? An interesting question, right? One could argue that maybe we say the same thing by a woman. However, this doesn't appear to be the case. Because in the Sefer Oile Yeshurin, Aruf Felder writes the following. A man who remains alone with two women, a man may not remain alone with a woman if his wife is not present, though she is in the same city. This is based on the Pesach of Rav Moshe Feinstein, unless she is close by and will return in a short amount of time. What does that mean? So he says, Kemosha Kosov Ma'aran, he's talking about Rav Moshe Feinstein, Shegam she ishto b'makom karo, v'chozeret b'sham mu'utet, she's coming right home, mikra ishto imo. That's not called ishto b'ir, there's no such thing, but it's like she's there, right? She goes to get sugar from a neighbor, and this neighbor doesn't doubt it, she's going to take her 5 minutes, nobody's choshesh there, and we can say that there would be a heter in that case. So, that would not be considered to be yichud in that case. Rav Moshe Feinstein seems to be very, very strict when it comes to the laws of car travel. Rav Moshe did not like car travel very much. And Rav Moshe said here in Evan Ezer, Chelek Dalet, Simon Samachei, L'say yachan imisho b'michonit, kar, l'charchila vaday ein lahatr zeh, she'ikr nisiyos tiyeh, ala derech ha'gadoy l'shasham losim, balay l'harbe anashim, even if it's at night, and a lot of people are going on the highway, like you're getting passed all the time, aval, hu efshu l'sav min ha'derech, he could always get off, and get off the highway and go to a rest stop, where it might be yichud. Very interesting, that the Rav Moshe says that. However, Rav Moshe says in the same tshuva query, interesting, however, for a heter, for example, somebody's hitchhiking, a woman's hitchhiking, he writes, you can pick her up if it's a non-Jewish woman and she's going to realize that only the Jews never pick her up. She doesn't know it's because of Yichud, and then her husband's the tow truck driver and he'll never pick up other people. Okay. Many argue on this. They don't agree. And they don't understand why driving in a car would be considered to be Yichud. Very interesting that this would be usher. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein Sorry, Rav Moshe Feinstein, who says this, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach in Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadik A, seems to basically agree. However, many don't. Rabbi Willig, Rav Yashav, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. Some say that you can't even drive with her, even during the day. Again, Yesh Almi Lismoich. Rabbi Reisman is quoted to say, a question that's asked to me a lot, what about using cameras? Now with video cameras, we're in the olam of Zoom, nobody ever heard of it before now, right? What if there's a Zoom on? I just had this before. My son was in a Zoom class, he finished the Zoom class, and some of his friends said, hey, let's get on a Zoom together, we'll have fun. So they all on the Zoom class, 10 minutes, they all left, they're all having fun talking to each other, and we're sitting and eating lunch, and all of a sudden, one kid gets on, he goes, oh, I didn't get off yet, and he's watching us. But what if in a real situation, you know this mamish is a Zoom? So it happens to be the Star K gives a heterim for this. And they use this in certain factories. Here in Eretz Yisrael, this is common as well. I remember a shawarma place that I went to under the one of the haskachas, or of Machbud, and under his hashkacha, he requires that if there's no mashkiach tamidi there, meaning only the owner and a firm worker is there, he requires there to be a camera. And this guy told me, he says, you're not going to believe it, this mashkiach calls me all the time and asks me to lift up the pita bread to make sure it's good hashkacha and the meat and so on and so forth. So maybe that can be used. Again, I think the quality of the shaila is, what are you nervous? A person's in a parking garage, he sees there's all these cameras there. He doesn't care that some security guard is watching him. That's the Isra of Yichud. Again, unless we know that the potentially people could come. But again, if a people doesn't have the fear factor, that is going to be a problem. Let's try to get in a few quick, interesting shilas. Dr. Zorfus, the Tzitz Eliezer, as well as many others, Rav Moshe, was makel on this. Why? Because of the fact that he doesn't want to risk it. He understands, number one, heter number one is, certainly today we know, and now this is the protocol has changed, dafka, they leave the doors either unlocked or locked, knowing that there is a nurse who can come in at any time. He might even tell her that, even if it's a very private type of exam. As long as the yotze v'nichnas, that wouldn't be usher. V'noisaf b'zeh. Mitzad heter l'rofe, why? Because he is not going to risk it. He will lose his license. He said because they know that if he's meyachin and does something wrong, he will certainly lose his license and nobody would be willing to do that. And therefore, that wouldn't be usher. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, what about our case of Liba Gaspa? Why isn't Liba Gaspa? I have a relationship with her. Maybe even in a private relationship, and the fact that I'm looking at normally covered parts of her, he says, no, that's not considered to be Liba Gaspo. So Rav Sternbach, as usual, wants to be super machmir. So he says, should always bring a friend with you, right? Interesting. The Tzitz Eliezer does not give a blanket heter, right? So he said it wouldn't matter if they have really private conversations. Maybe there's not a heter. Just two interesting other tshuvas. What if nothing could ever happen? Rav, the Minchas Usher, Rav Usher Weiss has two beautiful tshuvas in his Chelek Aleph. If a case where it can't lead to anything, so it gives a case where somebody's going on a private jet, Nabuch, they have a Levayer, I think their parent passed away, they're taking a private jet to a larger jet that's going to Eretz Yisrael, and gets on the jet and he realizes that, there's only one pilot. Isn't it Usher? So he says that that can't be Usher. He quotes the Shulchan Shlomo, or Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal, who says, She'oisif ish l'toich richla b'shitchei Yudah v'shomron. That's even mutter l'Usher b'tzadei derech, because he's never going to pull over, because it's sakonas nefashos, because of the mechablim, and therefore that would be mutter, even if it's one person. He goes, the tayas, he says, what is he going to do? Some people want to say autopilot. Autopilot is not what it seems. Autopilot doesn't mean you can't be there. When you see the captain going around, walking around the thing, that's not a good thing, by the way, on a plane. But if you... he could just go to the bathroom for a few minutes, but there's always a co-pilot who's watching to make sure the autopilot's working. So that would be a heter. The other question he's asked is, Nebuch, will you have someone where it's Balo Beir Mamish, he's there, but Nebuch, he has a brain injury. Or he's unfortunately dying from a brain tumor. And he has a Filipino worker there. Rav Moshe is Yotze B'Toykif against this. Number one, he says, when you have a foreign worker there, if he Nebuch raped this woman, nothing would happen. They wouldn't care. So therefore, he says it's not a good idea to ever do this. And he says there's no heter here because practically he can't do anything because he can't get up, he can't move, and that would be usser. Again, there's a lot to discuss here. I want to try to keep to him. I'm going to go over a little bit over the 25 minutes, just to say this is a very important inyan we have to be very careful with. And you should ask Rabbanim these shilas, as I always say. People don't ask these shilas of Yichud. This happens all the time. A late night, he's working with another person. And maybe it's mutter if there's a security guard walking around. But if he doesn't care and he knows the security guard's not going into the different offices, you can mamish be over on Yichud without you knowing when you're in the workplace. You have to be extremely careful in these many different cases. Certainly in the case of quarantine, there would be no heter if he was with another woman that's not his wife. That would be a horrible situation because he knows practically nobody wants to come into the house today. Even though Pesach Pesach is around me, he's not there. Again, always ask shilas to your Rabbanim. It's very, very important. And with that, Amritz Hashem, we should hopefully have a nice summary of this inyan, and the Rebbeinu Shalom should bless us that we're following the Devar Hashem to keep away from the Yetzirah in this Zman, where we're thinking about how we get away from the Yetzirah during, of course, the time where we're getting rid of our Chametz, which is the Yetzirah.